Royal Radio on Siren Radio with Jasmine Foley, Natalie Hayes-Cowley and some of the finest theatricals on the planet.
Empty spaces, what are we living for? Abandoned places, I guess we know the score. On and on, does anybody know what we are looking for? Another hero, another mindless crime behind the curtain.
Of course it must, and it never will stop at the New Theatre Royal Lincoln. It's Royal Radio, another whole wonderful podcast indeed, as Chris Johnson is prone to actually say.
It's Royal Radio. It's Siren Radio. I'm Chris Johnson, and you have ears. Enjoy.
Thank you, Chris. You see, he's there. He's always there in spirit, and he will be there on Saturday, Natalie Hayes-Cowley.
He will indeed, along with the gorgeous Barney Harwood.
Wow. This is amazing, and all sorts of things. This is 125 performers to celebrate 125 years of the New Theatre Royal Lincoln.
Yes, it's going to be a very exciting night and busy night and very, let's just say, interesting backstage, fitting everybody.
You know, I always get the sense, Natalie, when I've seen you at work backstage, that you're kind of pretty much, it's like the swan, really. I mean, you are a manifestation of the swan. It's all going under the surface, but there's a kind of... This one, though, 125 characters, also, That's going to be a bit hectic, I would have thought, isn't it?
It is. It's been You've a logistical to, nightmare, but I think I've got it sus, should I say. Yes, I think it will all run smoothly. I think the tech rehearsals are going to be very interesting throughout the day. Obviously, people come in and arriving at different times. So it won't be like usually you would have a rehearsal where it runs through, you know, chronological order. But yes, it's going to be slightly manic. But do you know what? It's for such a fantastic cause. Everybody are giving up their time to come and perform. And yeah, I think we're all very excited.
It'll be fantastic. It reminds me actually of A Night of 100 Stars, which used to be produced by a Brighton producer called Barry Michon in the West End. And I once did one where he had a combination of Christopher Reeve, Susanna York, and a whole stack of other folk in there. So Roger Moore was around as well. Amazing. But, I don't think either of those will be coming up to Lincoln because, of course, they've all passed away, actually.
No,
so
very
there
sad.
We are. You see, just in case you wonder, say, oh, are they going to be there? No.
Add them to the list.
If you're a discerning listener, and if you're listening to Royal Radio, why wouldn't you be? You might have actually heard at the start of the show, as well as obviously as the fantastic Natalie mentioned in name checks, etc. You might have actually heard another name, specifically...
A new host, but still with the same great content. You're listening to Jasmine Foley on Royal Radio.
So, Jasmine, welcome to Siren Radio, the home of Royal Radio, the official podcast and radio programme for the new Theatre Royal Lincoln. How does it feel to be here?
It feels great to be here. I was always involved in the Theatre Royal since I was quite young, and it's always been a really special place to me. So being involved with the theatre now and getting to do this as well is just such a great experience.
And your role within the theatre officially is?
I'm the marketing executive at the theatre.
So yeah. It's like it's going in every day and saying to Natalie, well, I'm not worthy to be here. Of course you are. Done that whole thing, etc. We often say that so many fantastic things coming through. I mean, just looking ahead to some of the things at January, Dirty Dusting, and we actually have, which is particularly interesting from that point of view, Dan Snow is coming on down to actually talk about an evening with the History Guy.
Yeah, everyone's very excited about his visit. And actually, Jasmine was telling me earlier, do you want to just explain about that, about how he makes it bespoke to every city that he comes to?
Yeah, so actually during his tour, when he goes to each of the places on the tour to do his show, he does look into the history of that particular place as well, which seems like it's going to be really interesting, especially because we have so much history here in Lincoln. I think there'll be some really nice places for him to talk about. And that special thing that he can bring to the show where he talks about exactly where you live, I think will just be such an interesting aspect.
Yeah, it makes it lovely.
Dan's tales will be enhanced with compelling digital imagery. It's amazing. And in case you're wondering if you're a more chronologically gifted soul, clearly both Natalie and Jasmine will not be aware that actually Dan Snow is indeed the son of broadcaster Peter Snow and the nephew of Channel 4 newsreader John Snow.
Yes.
Great stuff there.
Yeah.
And also, fun fact, the great-great-grandson of British Prime Minister David Lloyd George.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
That's why Royal Radio's
there
here.
There you are.
To provide you with those added bits of information and snippets, you see. Come back, David Lloyd George. Theresa can't cope. No, we won't go political.
No,
different
no.
Lines, aren't we? As we're speaking now, lots of sort of great music as ever coming through. And Mr. Zimmerman, of course, also known as Bob Dylan, is also performing from that sort of point of view. These are great things there. We're going to talk more about some of the other characters that are coming through, including, of course, The Searchers. Pretty much a sellout, but amazing from that point of view.
It is a sellout, yes. And I think they're saying it's their farewell tour. So hopefully not. Hopefully they'll keep going because...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Lincoln needs these guys, you know. Yes. Needles and pins.
They're
are.
The real thing.
They're
yeah.
They're actually a real thing. We're another 70s band. Let's go, Dylan.
Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son? And where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I crawled on 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. I've been out in front of 12 dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rain. You're gonna fall. I Oh, what did you see, my blue-eyed son? And what did you see, my darling young one? I saw a newborn baby with wild wolves all around it. I saw highway diamonds with nobody on it. I saw a black branch with blood that kept dripping. I saw a room full of men with their hammers a-bleeding. I saw a white ladder all covered with water. I saw 10,000 talkers whose tongues were all broken. So guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, and it's a hard, it's a hard rain's gonna fall. Oh, what did you hear, my blue-eyed son? And what did you hear, my darling young one? I heard the sound of a thunder that roared out a warning. I heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. I heard 100 drummers whose hands were a-blazing. I heard 10,000 whispering and nobody listening. I heard one person starve, I heard many people laughing. I heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. I heard the sound of a clown who cried in the alley. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall. Oh, what did you meet, my blue-eyed son? And who did you meet, my darling young one? I met a young child beside a dead pony. I met a white man who walked a black dog. I met a young woman whose body was burning. I met a young girl, she gave me a rainbow. I met one man who was wounded in love. I met another man who was wounded in hatred. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall. And what'll you do now, my blue-eyed son? And what'll you do now, my darling young one? I'm a-going back out for the rain starts a-falling. I'll walk to the depths of the deepest dark forest, where the people are many and their hands are all empty. Where the pellets of poison are flooding their waters. Where the home in the valley meets the damp, dirty prison. And the executioner's face is always well hidden. Where hunger is ugly, where the souls are forgotten. Where black is the color, where none is the number. And I'll tell it and speak it and think it and breathe it. and reflect from the mountain so all souls can see it. And I'll stand on the ocean until I start sinking. And I'll know my song well before I start singing. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, and it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall.
Or a weather forecast, really, long range perhaps as well. Frozen rain. Ah, well, first in entertainment. First in entertainment. Obviously, we're looking at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln for first in entertainment, but also MCP Productions, also first in entertainment. That could probably tie us in, Natalie, with the awesome Michael Courtney. How are you, Michael?
Hello, how are you?
Well, speaking to yourself, Michael, with this is the greatest show that will be the 80s, Mad About the Musicals, and, of course, the upcoming event of Saturday, the glorious 125 people on stage for the new theatre. I mean, you know, are you having sleepless nights? Is it a case of you kind of waking up in cold sweats? Is it a case of, no, Natalie's with me, all's going to be well with the world?
I'm sure Natalie has everything under control. That's what we're all counting on, 125 of us, that Natalie has everything under control.
So no pressure there, Natalie.
No pressure. Thanks for that, Mike.
125 theatricals, all basically saying, Auntie Natalie, what are we going to do now?
And all shouting, can we have a coffee, please? So the kitchen's going to be busy.
Oh, that's sorted. I've got lots of food. The green room's going to be absolutely filled with food. So I'll feed you all, and yes, plenty. Yeah, you'll all be fine in that department for sure.
The big question is, we're literally counting down the seconds as well as the hours and the minutes until we reach Saturday with this fantastic production. Are there still tickets available? Is it a case we can squeeze in maybe one or two, get there now immediately?
Yes, there is. Yeah, you must get your tickets because the tickets are going directly to the Restoration Fund. This is the whole point. It's not only celebrating our birthday, but it's also raising funds for the theatre, which is so massively important. Obviously, with touring companies, there's always a split with ticket sales, but this is actually 100% going to the theatre. Everyone's giving their time very generously to perform on that evening to raise money. So, yes, please do book your tickets. There are tickets available.
Michael, how did Natalie effectively, I say, corral, but I mean, you're obviously refusing a kind of forever country line there to actually bring you on board with the whole sort of system? Or was it a case of, well, if Natalie asks, that's it, I'll drop everything? The fact that I actually had a track to the Golden Globes planned, the fact that the Academy Awards were calling, that's got to stop straight away. The Tonys, the Emmys, I'm going to be there.
Well, actually, she pounced on me as I was walking past the theatre, pinned me down.
Wow.
And threatened to beat me if I didn't do it. Yeah. Basically, the core, I mean, a lot of us who are going to the theatre have obviously been to the theatre professionally in our lives. I mean, the theatre role is where I started my career. So that was back when it was 125 years ago. I think it was probably felt like that. So being asked to be involved in a special, which is a special night for the theatre, is absolutely an incredible honour. So I don't think there's anybody who's doing it is not honoured to be there. And we're all going to give it our all to make it a fantastic night, which I'm sure it will be. It's going to be looking fab, but the lineup is looking great.
And Michael, presumably you've seen a few changes at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln as well over the years since the awesomeness of Natalie and her team effectively decided to manage it and run it properly.
It's been, you know, the changes from when I left to now. I mean, we obviously had the last thing company, you know, not speaking too ill of him, but it did a lot of things to damage the reputation of the theatre. Natalie is really grabbed it by the bootstraps and pulled it up, and now, you know, it's a wonderful place to go. That you can walk in, the hospitality is wonderful, everybody treats you really nicely, and you couldn't expect more from the theatre. I mean, I tour up and down the UK, and the new Theatre Royal is still it's still my favourite venue to perform at, and it's lovely to walk in there because you feel like you're a star when you walk in, because everybody treats you with respect, and, you know, it's just such a lovely, lovely atmosphere, and the green room is second to none.
I particularly like the carved table, just to actually see who's carved their lines. It's almost...
Yeah, Michael for sure will be on there. But
oh,
yes,
yeah, I'm on there somewhere.
Yeah.
He's quite literally MC Michael Courtney.
Yes.
Genius. You know? I mean, you couldn't get any better in terms of the actual line for that. So, yeah. Jasmine, any questions you want to put to Michael Courtney about life, the universe, basically being a stunning vocalist with Lorne Amy Sullivan of the Night at the Musical? Sorry, I'm just shamelessly plugging your own sort of website. Stuff here. Anything you'd like to add?
I think with me being a newer addition to the theatre team and theatre family, it would be nice to know really what has been your favourite thing that you've performed at the theatre over the years that you've been performing there.
I think possibly the one with the biggest memory will be my very first performance, which was in Goldilocks and the Three Bears many, many years ago. And I played the part of Mr. Uppity, who was one of the Mr. Men. I was the assistant stage manager of the ASM, but I also played the part of Mr. Uppity. And it's kind of stuck with me for my whole career. It's one of those things you dream about treading the boards at Lincoln Theatre Royal. And once you're there and you look out and you realise all those people who've trod the stage before you in such an intimate venue. I mean, it really is one of the most intimate venues in the country. So that's probably my biggest memory. And then every time I step out there, every time I take one of my shows to the New Theatre Royal, it's just absolutely fabulous.
I'm intrigued in terms of Mr. Uppity. I mean, did Stanislavski or Strasberg actually sort of apply a method? Did you maybe sort of take it on board for that? Yeah. Did you channel your inner Mr. Men-ness to actually sort of become Mr. Uppity?
Do you know what? I went through it, you know, every day I was in early for makeup, and I spent about at least 3 or 4 seconds on my makeup and then pulled on the skin suit. So nobody actually knew that was me as Mr. Uppity, but it was still I was.
But
there.
You knew, Michael. That's the important thing.
I knew.
And somewhere, I'm sure your parents knew as well. That's the joy of the business of show. You know, it's fantastic. You know, our son, Mr. Uppity, it's all worthwhile. In the studio, Michael, I can reveal we actually have somebody who has an alter ego whose name is Miss Lincoln Galaxy.
Indeed, we do.
Lincoln Galaxy.
Miss Lincoln Galaxy. You see, I almost thought you'd drop the phone there, Michael, with respect to shock from the point of view. I know we've been joined by Chloe Rose. We'll have a chat with us in a few moments. But Miss Lincoln Galaxy, that's actually yourself, Jasmine. So when did this happen, then?
It is indeed. So towards the end of last year, I thought, you know what, I'm going to compete in a pageant. I've never done it before. I think over the years, as I've got older, my confidence has grown. And now was the time to do it. So I applied, and I was very honoured to receive the title of Mrs. Lincolnshire Galaxy, and I'll be competing in the UK finals in March.
I mean, do you go up to Cosmos, to kind of ultimate universe, trans-dimensional Miss Lincolnshire? It's amazing, isn't it?
She comes to the theatre regularly in a sash, you know.
Yes, I will be wearing the sash.
She will be wearing the sash
night.
On Saturday.
I can see that.
Beautiful.
Obviously, the web address for the New Theatre Royal Lincoln is what, Natalie?
At newtheatreallincoln.co.uk.
Simple. You can even see a great video which shows you.
Or NTR Lincoln, you can do the shortened
exactly,
version as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And as we've been shamelessly plugging michaelcourtney.co.uk, I've just done it again, michaelcourtney.co.uk. You can find all manner of other bits and pieces from that point of view. Michael, it's been awesome connecting with your good self today.
Thank you.
I know we were thinking about using this as the finale of this particular programme, but I think we're kind of coming to a period where we will be moving on to other shows in a few moments. So shall we go out with that classic There's No Business, like, of course, the business of show at this stage.
Absolutely.
Michael, as MC, it falls to you for Royal Radio to actually formally introduce this There's No Business Like Show Business.
Well, from, I can't even remember what the show was from, but it's an absolutely awesome song, and you may even hear it on the night. There is no business like show business.
The cowboys, the wrestlers, the tumblers, the clowns, the roustabouts that move the show at dawn. The music, the spotlights, the people, the towns, your baggage with the labels pasted on, the sawdust and the horses and the smell, the towel you've taken from the last hotel. There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you have that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they've hung a star. Let's go on with the show. The costumes, the scenery, the makeup, the props, the audience that lifts you when you're down. The headaches, the heartaches, the backaches, the flops, the sheriff who escorts you out of town. The opening when your heart beats like a drum. drum. But closing when the customers won't come. There's no business like show business like no business I know. You get word before the show has started that your favorite uncle died at dawn. Top of that, your ma and pa parted, you're brokenhearted, but you go on. There's no people like show people, they don't run out of dough. Angels come from everywhere with lots of jack, and when you lose it, there's no attack. Where could you get money that you don't give back? Let's go on with our show.
There's no business like show business if you tell me it's so.
Traveling through the country is so thrilling. Standing out in front on opening night, smiling as you watch the benches filling, and there's your billing out there in lights. There's no people like show people, they smile when they are low.
Even with a turkey that you know will fold,
you may be stranded out in the cold. Still you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold. Let's go on with our show. Let's go on with our show.
Part of the variety show on the 26th of January at the New Theatre Royal Lincoln. And what a perfect way to actually close the curtain. Will you be having all 125 on the stage, though?
We will be having all 125 on the stage at the end of the evening. Jazz hands and all.
Wow. Jasmine, you clearly joined at a particularly apposite time. I mean, it could be, it's like, you know, phenomenal. I mean, it's going to be amazing. Okay, moving on. The world continues to be amazing because literally the day after, not just a week after, not just the day after, on the 27th of January, the Searchers are back, which what might well be their farewell tour, but always much loved, always put together, and concert professionals, Natalie.
They're fantastic. They've sold out again. Brilliant show. They're so captivating with the audience. I mean, they know the business now, you know. I know there is talk.
They've been going for over 50 years.
Yes, so. I know, but they say it's their farewell tour, but I think they may go on. It'd be amazing if they did. It'd be amazing.
So before we actually introduce Chloe Rose and have the opportunity to actually listen to one of Chloe's particular recordings, shall we go for the Searchers and Needles and Pins?
Yes, lovely.
Okay then.
I saw her today. I saw her face. It was a face I loved.
Sales of over 50 million. It's 50 million. The Searchers.
and performing live on Sunday the 27th of January at the New Theatre Royal, Lincoln. Absolutely amazing. Again, tickets are just about available because we're literally talking days away now for that.
No, it's sold out. I thought so. No tickets, no.
And there we are, you see. It's, and the moral of that story, dear listeners, is quite simple. You don't mess about, don't hesitate. Get those bids in straight away. Get that ticket booked.
Book early, yes.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you'll repent at leisure. Maybe a dreadful situation, etc. In the studio, because she's gearing up for her own very lovely podcast, which is going to be called Sound and Chloe's Vision. See what I did there?
Exciting. Exactly. Nice.
We have the fabulous Chloe Rose. How are you, Chloe?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent. Just move the microphone a wee bit towards you from that point's perspective.
It's very good to be here. I am so excited. I can't describe.
Well, there you are. There you see, go. Sitting at two shows today for you. The first ever show that you've experienced of Royal Radio, with a whole new look for Royal Radio, with Natalie and Jasmine. It's like changing the guard in all sorts of ways. And, of course, your very own Sound and Chloe's Vision. So, Natalie, I'm going to give you three choices. So we have to get yourself which one we're going to listen to from Chloe performing in situ, so to speak.
Wonderful.
Lungs, Golden Dreams, or True Love? Which one are you going to go for?
Ooh, I'm a believer in true love. Let's go for true love.
You go for true love? Here it comes, Chloe Rose on Siren Radio. Chloe passed the audition.
I think that's fantastic. I need you at the theatre. Wow.
Well, there we are, you see. Royal Radio puts together all sorts of shows and magical things from that point of view, including the Stars of Tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Let's look ahead to David Bowie on the 2nd of February. The Bowie Experience, of course, is the that's a spectacular concert celebrating the sound and vision, of course, of the late David Bowie, with all the hits from A to Ziggy. Yeah, see what they did there.
Yeah.
The Bowie Experience continues to amaze audiences with an astounding attention to detail, bringing the golden years of David Bowie to theatres across the globe. Are you looking forward to this, Jasmine?
I am indeed. I am a fan of David Bowie, so yeah, very excited to see what they bring to the show. And I think I'll definitely need to be there in the audience to see that one.
Yeah,
as well.
they're a great company. They're really lovely guys, and the costumes are always fabulous, and their attention to detail is second to none.
Again, ticket details: £26, under-14s, £12. And inquiries, in case you're wondering, it's the Royal Radio Show. They haven't mentioned how do we get in touch with them, as we're not on the website. It's 01522 519999. That's 01522 519999. Some people still use the telephone, I believe.
They do.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's nice.
Yeah, Lincolnshire as well, actually using that telephone.
Yeah.
It's astounding.
And dance the blues.
and proving that the rehearsals have obviously worked wonders from Let's Dance and David Bowie. It's the Spirit of the Dance the day afterwards on Sunday the 3rd of February. It just gets better and better, Jasmine. Spirit of the Dance, will you have your Irish shoes on to actually sort of twinkle around from this point of view?
Well, I am actually slightly Irish.
Very slightly.
Slightly Irish.
Maybe about a quarter Irish.
Uh-huh. I was born in
Dublin. So, you never know. I feel like that side of me might come out on that night. I might be doing a bit of the dancing behind the scenes myself, I think.
A genuine Spirit of the Dance show without any mention of a hard backstop whatsoever. It's just Irish greats. Sorry, political line there. Irish in Origin, obviously bursting with raw energy. This exclusive and explosive and powerful show combines heart-pounding Irish dance with the sensual Latino rhythms of flamenco and red-hot salsa in a thrilling production of strength and passion. And again, tickets just £28 from that point of view. The variety that you've actually got here, not just obviously for the Saturday variety show, but clearly you're true to that as a format, Natalie.
Absolutely. We have to have something for everyone each season and each month, actually. We have something for everyone. We've got music, we've got dance, we've got plays, musicals, everything.
We mentioned Dirty Dusting.
Yes. Great show.
Don't put baby in the corner. Oh, no, that's another one entirely, isn't it? It's different. Easily confused, but what the heck? Are there any lifts that actually go out in Dirty Dusting? Does one of the cast actually leap across the floor and is held up by a Patrick Swayze type?
Do you know, that would be a spoiler, but no, actually, no, okay. There isn't.
Oh, well, Dirty Dusting, an evening of pure theatrical Viagra. You know where they're going.
That's
there.
One way of putting it.
Dirty Dusting returns to the stage in 2019 after three sell-out UK tours, a heartwarming feel-good comedy which will leave the audience strolling in the aisles and smiling every time they answer the phone. Yeah, say no more, basically. I'm looking forward to Vampires Rock on the 7th of February. Steve Steinman, creator and star of Vampires Rock, of course, related to Jim Steinman and the whole Meatloaf era, or was it just a case of they used the name?
I think they're just using him, I don't think so. But Sam Bailey is performing with him, mm-hmm. which is lovely. She's a great girl. So, they've got a massive following, I have to say. So this show is selling very well.
And then, of course, on Sunday the 10th of February, I'm sure we'll just hear a little smidgen of Dusty.
Yes.
back to almost a theme for the Lincoln New Theatre Royal. Well, New Theatre Royal Lincoln. What the heck? It's Royal Radio. Spring season, let's mention it again. You're looking for a dog, a canine, not necessarily a dachshund, because that's not going to be the spirit of the whole thing. Probably not a pug either. Not really. I just would have thought maybe a terrier. Something like a suitable dog to actually take on the role of Toto.
Of Toto in Wizard of Oz. Yes, we're very excited about this. We are looking for a dog. Actually, two dogs. We'd like two so that they can take turns in performances. It's not too tiring for them.
Could have a stunt dog as well. Yes. You know, that initial sort of lust of the hurricane, it can be quite scary for a canine.
Yeah,
perhaps.
Yeah. I mean, that's the big thing, really, because a lot of people are obviously very excited about it, saying, oh, you know, I'd love my dog to perform. But the reality is, obviously, we are looking for a small dog. They have to be friendly because they'll be auditioning with Dorothy herself, Sophie Towns, and...
You don't want a rabid dog who's going to actually get rid of the...
No, and they have to respond to the name Toto and also not be afraid of the audience, because obviously there'll be audience reactions, mm-hmm. you know, the lights, the noises and stuff. So it needs to be a dog that's very sort of chilled and calm. And we've used the word obedient, basically meaning that they're not going to just sort of bark and get upset at
like your
any noises.
Theatrical, basically. You've got to have some
obedience.
Yeah. Called discipline. that's what the whole day is about. And when's the closing date for entries for Toto?
So the entries are now. So if you ring up the box office, they can book you a slot, and the audition is on Sunday the 17th of March.
St. Patrick's Day.
Mm.
Interesting. I don't know if there's any reason the connection with that.
No.
St. Patrick's Day, amazing. We heard about Salute to the Swing 60s. We've got another 60s tune coming up as well in a few moments. Beyond the Barricade also takes us around to the 8th of February. This is not to do with Spandau Ballet, of course, Through the Barricades. Easily confused.
No.
But Beyond the Barricade, as in, well, let's use the word Les Mis.
Yes.
Or the Glums.
Yes.
You know, one of those two things. Les Miserables.
That's a lovely musical.
Exactly. So 2 hours of the best of Broadway and the West End, with, of course, that stunning finale from the aforementioned Les Miserables. David Fawcett is Valjean. Andy Rice is Angelus and resident director for the national tour of Les Miserables. So looking good, really, in terms of that. Who would have thought that to be juxtaposed literally a week later by Forbidden Nights? Best not go there, really.
Do you know they are circus performers as
I'm
well?
Sure.
So
I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, they're very highly skilled.
It's just too much oil for me, Natalie.
I love the oil. I'm happy to assist in that area.
Chloe, you know, that's a bit too much oil, really. I think in terms of that, six packs and the six packs. I think it's too much oil there, really. Use talcum powder, for goodness sakes. Let's talk about sport, and let's talk about an evening with football legend Barry Fry, Peter Barry's finest, of course, and more. £16 for Barry Fry joining us on stage in Lincoln.
He is, yeah. It's going to be a busy day, actually, because we've got the Salute to the Swinging 60s in the afternoon for a matinee, and then obviously an evening with Barry Fry on the evening. Yes, I mean, my husband's massively into football. I'm not, but I believe he is a treasure and very well known.
He is indeed, yes. He's quite a character.
Okay.
Or, as we might say, proper football man.
Okay.
It's lying from that point of view. An evening promises to be a cracking night. The larger-than-life character lifts the lid on a career in football that spanned over 40 years. Never managed Lincoln City, of course.
No, but I think it's going to float the boat for lots of people that are not necessarily theatre-goers, that are not into plays and music and whatnot, and they are into sport, and it gives them... And that's why we've got the Legends of Darts as well coming up, and you know, audiences love that because it's something different. It's capturing, you know, a different
180!
Audience. Yes, absolutely.
Jockey, you require 94. Just channeling my inner sort of... let's best not go there. Still, of course, great movies also screened at the event, including the live screening of the Royal Opera House Don Quixote towards the middle of February, with Tuesday, the 19th of February there, which is looking good. And again, that's another thing which you've introduced to the new Theatre Royal Lincoln, the fact that you've got screenings as well.
Yeah, we've had two already this year. Is it three? Two or three? Two, I think. Already had one last night as well. It's beautiful. It's lovely.
We're coming to the end of the Royal Radio, the first Royal Radio for 2019. Before we wrap up, though, we will be challenging Natalie and Jasmine to give us as many of the 125 casts that will be performing at the Royal Variety as possible. All this and more after this.
It's Royal Radio. It's Siren Radio. I'm Chris Johnson, and you have ears. Enjoy.
Well, you know you make me want to shout. Look, my hands jump up. Come on.
you make me wanna shout. Woo, shout, woo, shout, woo, shout, woo. Alright, alright, alright. Take it easy, take it easy, take it easy. Alright, alright, alright. Hey, hey,
now, without the aid of a safety net and with the background of There's No Business Like Show Business, Natalie and Jasmine will attempt to give you a selection of the fantastic Proscenium Arch performers who'll be performing in a variety night on Saturday, this very month of January, in our Lord's year of 2019.
Ooh, drum roll, please. Okay, so we're not going to give too much away, but we have Michael Courtney, who we spoke to earlier on the phone, singing musical theatre songs.
We also have a comedian bringing some comedy to the night with Bobby Dazzler.
Andy Abraham, of course, one of our Panto stars, coming back.
We have Bye Bye Baby, who are hugely popular at the theatre for their personal shows as well.
Yeah, we have Des King, the magician.
And we have some opera from Faith Tucker.
We have the gorgeous Fraser Hines.
And also actress Michelle Morris.
And you mentioned Fraser Hines, of course.
Yeah.
Jamie from Doctor Who. Let's not forget Jamie.
Yes,
sat in the studio with the sewn tapes. You just threw him in there. I know the people who might well say, it's Joe Sugden. Yeah, that one as well. Fantastic.
He is, yes.
And does that wrap up?
I'll give you what. I don't want to give too much money for the night, but I will say even Mr. the lovely Peter Levy from BBC Lit North is making an appearance. But that's all I'm going to say.
I once sat on his couch, actually. He interviewed me about supermarkets. Strange world. So he won't remember me now. It's a long time ago. Peter Levy as well. Peter Levy and Fraser Hines. It's worth the admission alone, really. You should have just held it there. But
on
no.
stage together, might add as well.
It's amazing.
There you go.
That is outrageous. It's been as wonderful as Royal Radio. The podcast has been wrapped now. All set to do it again in a few weeks' time?
Absolutely. Can't wait.
There we are, Jasmine. Was it as good as you expected, or were you still terrified? The first podcast you've shared with us, even though when we first talked about podcasts back in September, you're going to be speaking about careers.
Yes, definitely. I've really enjoyed it. It's been a great experience, and I can't wait to come back now and speak about the next things we've got coming up.
Well, there we are. Thanks to Michael Courtney. Thanks to Natalie. Thanks to Jasmine. Thanks to Chloe Rose, of course. Her own show coming up in a fortnight's time, as well as Siren Radio's concern. Great stuff. Can we all say, break a leg? One, two, three.
Break a leg.
Get money that you don't give back. Let's go on with the show.
There's no business like show business if you tell me it's so.
Traveling through the country is so thrilling. Standing out in front on opening nights, smiling as you watch the benches filling, and there's your billing out there in lights.
There's no people like show.
Turkey that you know will fall, you may be stranded out in the cold, still you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold.
Let's go on with the show. Let's go on with the show.
Royal Radio on Siren Radio with Jasmine Foley, Natalie Hayes-Cowley and some of the finest theatricals on the planet.